up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, son of a gun, here we are again, ready for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, right here on the radio or the computer or your tablet, or heck, nowadays you could be listening on the phone, if you can imagine that. Great old-time music for you for another week, like we do every week here on the Oompa Hour. And it's gonna be a crazy show, I can tell you, because far less organized than usual, and usually I'm not all that organized. But I'll tell you about that as we get into the show. Let's just kick things off with Wally's Polka Chips and the Fire Fire Polka. Wally's Polka Chips there and the Fire Fire Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and that's just a fun record and a great way to get another show started here. As we've made it to the end of October now. Of course, depending on when you're hearing the show again, because it's a weekly show, and we have a lot of stations that play it any time during the week, really. So hard to say, but basically, we've made it through October. We're heading into November, and you may have had Halloween already. You may have Halloween coming up, depending when you're hearing this. But and I'll remind you now, which is a scary thing to do on a weekly show, is this coming Sunday, depending when you're hearing this. Let me get my calendar here. Calendar, so I'm sure I get this right. Yes, this Sunday morning, early November 6th at 2 in the morning, daylight saving time comes to an end, which means probably Saturday night the 5th. You're going to want to, let's see, we spring ahead, we fall back. You're going to want to turn your clocks back when you go to bed on Saturday night the 5th. So if you think you're going to bed at 10 o'clock, you're really going to bed at 9 o'clock. And if you don't do it before you go to bed, you're all going to show up at the wrong time for church. And it's going to be terribly confusing. But it will be the end of daylight saving time this coming weekend. Technically, it's Sunday morning the 6th at 2 a.m., but you usually would change your clock Saturday night before you go to bed. So take note of that, and take note to its daylight saving time. Everyone says daylight savings time, but that's not actually correct. It's daylight saving time, and it comes to an end on early Sunday morning, November 6th. So now that we've got that all squared away, let's get back to some music. And I noticed on this one, the name of the band is actually spelled wrong. And the Shimoleskis is one of the worst names to spell, and even if you learn it, because to type it, typing it in or keyboarding it, I guess, nowadays. Who's really using a typewriter anymore? But to type it in or to keyboard it in, your fingers have to put letters in an order that really goes against the way you've been putting those letters into things your entire life. So it's confusing, and it's spelled wrong on the record here. But nonetheless, it is the Chmielewskis, and they're doing the Bye Bye Baby Polka. Bye-bye, baby polka, Chmielewskis here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, doing what we do best, and that's spinning the great old-time records here on the show. We're just thrilled to death that you're tuning in again for us here. Look at that now. I see I spelled something wrong. Boy, I tell you, I am not the world's best typist, and I do type a playlist of every song we play on every show. How's that for scary? You know, we're on show, in case you're keeping count, 136. That's a lot of shows, and we average 15 to 16 songs in every show, because the show's about an hour long. Let me see here. I think I could probably do some math. Should we do some math here? Okay, so 15 songs in a show at least, times 136 shows. That means 2,040 polkas have gone out onto the airwaves through Tim's Oompa Hour. That's a bunch of polkas and old-time records, I'm telling you now. And I got to remember, too, I need to write this down and stick this up on a note, because you can actually call in a request now. And obviously, you're not going to get it on this show, because I don't know when you're hearing this show, which is what happens with a syndicated program. But you get the answering thingamajobber, and you can make a request, and we always make sure to check it before we get any show going in case we have to find a request. And you can do that. It's area code 218-259-2985. I was hoping we could get a phone number that would spell out Oompa, but that didn't work out. So anyway, 218-259-2985. Consider that your hotline. Just like the bat phone, right into the Oompa Hour here. If there's a old-time record you'd like to hear on the show, by all means, there you go, 218-259-2985. And I know it's not a toll-free number, but in today's world, does it really matter? Almost everybody's cell phone does long distance for free. And I don't know about you, but the landline phone we have in our house, free long distance is part of the deal. So it's not a big deal anymore. So, all right, Ray Dorschner is up next. And we haven't played a hoolery. It's a hoolery, not a hoolery. That would be like if you're doing the Happy Wanderer and you're doing Valderie and Valderie. Don't confuse me. It's the hometown, now I forgot, hoolery. There's Ray Dorschner on Tim Zumpa Hour. have a hometown hoolerai at the Ray Dorsner Band here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I mentioned earlier in the show that things are a little less organized than usual. Not that they're all that organized, because this is kind of a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants kind of show, but getting ready to do some remodeling and some addition of equipment and studio stuff here where we produce the show every week. And yesterday, before I did the show today, I had to move stacks and stacks of polka records from the places where I've been piling them all these weeks and months. And it was not pretty, because there were hundreds of them that all had to be, the piles had to be relocated to places where there aren't places, to make room for big things going out and big things coming in and 2x4s and building and stuff like that. And so, I don't know where anything is anymore, and I didn't really know where anything was that much before anyway. So the good news is, though, probably, I'm going to guess and say by Christmas, we'll be working from some new studio stuff here on the Oompa Hour. There's new turntables and a new mixing console, and I'll probably be making lots of mistakes as I figure out all the new buttons and everything. But so that's going to be kind of exciting. But in the meantime, all the records are over there when they used to be over there. And there's records out in the hallway, and there's records all over the place, and nothing, you know, had I kept them organized since the beginning, we wouldn't have these problems. I'll admit it, the records from the last four shows, I have not put away yet. They're right over there on the bottom shelf of the big record case thing, in a big stack, in a jumble, and I should really put those away. But yeah, we're moving there's a little sofa in the studio, we're moving that out of here! And it's only in here because it was a place to stick it years ago. And that's going out to make room for more equipment. And that's kind of sad because I like that little sofa. It gave me a place to take a nap during the waltz records. I would not do that. Yes, I would. No, I wouldn't. But anyway, so that'll be out of here. It'll look even fancier around here, but less place to relax. Anyway, so I'm very unorganized. As long as I'm sitting here yakking, I should probably talk about a World of Accordions museum. Don't you think, before we get on to Gene Guzdala and his orchestra? I think so. World of Accordions Museum, Superior, Wisconsin, on Belknap Street. Stop by and check them out when you find yourself in the area. Or if nothing else, just take a look at their website, and you'll be going, wow, that's a pretty impressive place. Maybe you're done with your traveling for the season, and you're not going anywhere until winter's over, especially heading towards Superior, Wisconsin. But it's something you want to put on your agenda of places to visit. And you can check it out at worldofaccordions.org. It's in the Harrington Arts Center on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. They always have an interesting and fun and jam-packed calendar of events. See, that's what happens when you have to burp in the middle of the commercial. Big calendar of events, of things going on. They have the Accordion and Concertina Repair and Technician School. They have a lot of concerts. They have memorabilia on display, advertising, music, historical stuff. It's just cool. So if you're really into the music and you want to learn about it, or you just want to see a neat museum when you're traveling, put it on your list. A World of Accordions Museum, Harrington Arts Center, Superior, Wisconsin. All right? All right. Check it out. What was the website again? I always get it confused because I remember the old website. Worldofaccordions.org will get you there. All right. Gene Guzdala and his orchestra, Everybody Polka Hop. We'll be right back. All right, there you go. Gene Guisdal and his orchestra. And everybody, Polka Hop here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and we're just pleased as punch to have you along with us. You know, we are carried on, last time I checked, 23 different radio stations all over the United States of America. We do not have any in Seattle, Washington. We have no radio stations in the state of Washington carrying the program that I can remember. And we also do not have anybody in Canada, and I sure would like to, because we do play some Canadian groups, and then we would be international. It would be Tim's International Oompa Hour, and that would be something to brag about, but not happening. But I have a record here from Bob Mastel. It's called the Seattle Tacoma Schottische, and there's nobody listening that I'm aware of that are in Seattle or Tacoma, although they could be listening there, because it's on a lot of web streams and a lot of webcasts, as well as just radio, regular radio broadcasts. So maybe for everyone in Seattle or Tacoma, here's Bob Mastel and his orchestra with the Seattle Tacoma Schottische. See, we haven't had a Schottische on the show for a while. We've had a Hooleray and a Schottische so far this week, along with a bunch of polkas already. We're not doing too bad, and we're going to have to get a waltz in here because we always try to have a waltz in every show. I don't know that we actually accomplish that because sometimes I forget, and then I forget that I forgot, so I have no idea what's going on. But here's one everybody knows, and you know the dude, too. You know, everybody knows the Peanuts Polka, and you may not recognize the title. It's one of those. It's an instrumental. And so you'll sometimes go, I know that song, and you can't think of the name of it. But it's the Peanuts Polka, and everybody knows Myron Florin because you've all seen him on the Lawrence Welk Show. At some point in your life, it is my belief that everybody over age 10, at some point in their life, has seen Myron Florin play the accordion. Here he is with the Peanuts Polka. We'll be right back. go. A little Myron Florin with the Peanuts Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and just cranking out all the great old-time records for you like we do every week on the show. Glad to have you along with us. Don't forget, you call in your requests and comments if you want. Area code 218-259-2985. And you can always reach the Oompa Hour via email as well. Oompa Hour at AOL.com. Yeah, that's at Oompa Hour at AOL.com will work. Also on Facebook, Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour is where you find us. So if you really love the Hello Dolly Polka by the New Yorkers, you could call us up and tell us if you wanted to. Anyway, if I'm going to say that, I suppose I better play the record.
Do mnie. Jesteś śliczna, lalka, my to wiemy, lalka. Jesteś młoda, jesteś piękna, jesteś samotna w głowie mi się. Kręci jak muzyka, gra moją starą, ulubioną piosenkę. Dajcie je ręki, bracia, dajcie twoje serce, bracia. Lalko moja, nie odpuszczaj nas.
Carol Channing, never saw that one coming, I'll tell you. There's the New Yorkers and the Hello Dolly Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, and I've been talking a lot. I got to play more records. Here's another one of those ones that everybody knows. Here's the Polka Knights. Wait a minute, that's Knights with a K, isn't it? Ha ha, ain't that clever. Here's the Polka Knights and Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie.
Ready, holler, ride! Let's all play hide and seek.
that's a crazy one there. Apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, the polka nights here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, spinning great old-time records for you. Now, you know, earlier in the show, we had the Shimoleskis do the Bye Bye Baby Polka. And not only that, their name was spelled wrong on the record. And now I feel I see that I have another record in the stack by the Shimoleskis, except technically this one's different. First of all, the name is spelled right. And second of all, this one is the Shimoleski Brothers. It's a much older record. And so I'm going to count it as a completely different group. How's that for cheating a little bit, huh? Here they are with Tiny Bubbles. All right, now, even though that may have been a slow dance, that was not a waltz, ladies and gentlemen. That was not in three-quarter time, so we still have to find a waltz to get in here in the show this week. But anyway, the Shimoleski Brothers there, Tiny Bubbles, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And I don't know if it's just me, if it's just my perception of the week, or if this the records all seem to be especially entertaining this week, don't they? Just seems like a fine batch of tunes on the show today. And here's another one, Frank Yankovic and the Lichtensteiner Polka. record always seems just wrong to me because you have one of the finest guys probably known for playing Slovenian-style accordion doing a great German polka, the Liechtensteiner Polka, Frank Yankovic here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Every week we do this. Every single week we always do in 136 shows. We have never missed a week here on the Zumpa Hour, and I intend on keeping it that way for a long time to come. I told you we always have a waltz in the show, and I found one. I have the Deutschmeisters to do My Little Girl's Waltz. So, dancers, if you're ready. It's the Deutschmeisters, My Little Girl's Waltz, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldies show, spinning polka records, old-time records, dancing records, hula-rai, shadishes, oberics, what have you, here on the show. And, you know, I don't think I mentioned it this week, and most of you, I'm sure, are aware. But here on the Zumpa Hour, we call it your old-time oldies show because and I'm playing the new polka bands, and there's tons of them. And I have actually thought, you know, it's kind of sad that when I started this show, I limited it. Anyway, to just the older groups. And that's because every song you hear on the Zumpa Hour, man, oh man, comes off a phonograph record. We play all vinyl here on the Zumpa Hour. So every now and then you do hear one with a scratch in it or some surface noise or something. And that's just the way it goes, because that happened to be the best copy of the record that I had when I pulled them all out of the attic to start this show. So, you know, that's the way it goes. But I've thought that maybe someday expanding to a two-hour show and doing newer groups in the second hour. Don't know, not committed, but I thought about it anyway. But so that's what we do. It's kind of the gimmick to the show is every song we play comes off of vinyl, whether they're LPs or 45s. Sometimes shellac, actually, because we'll pull out some 78s once in a while. But off of a genuine 45 now on the Sound record label. It says that right on it, Sound. Here's the D-Shell Polka from the Michigan Polka Tells.
We'll be right back.
All right, there you go. D-Shell Polka, Michigan Polka Tells here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And we have upon us a very rare moment in music and record old-time history right now on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a old-time record album here that has got to be 40 or 50 years old. Brand new. Still in the cellophane. Never been opened. And we're going to open it and play it because we have never had a tune by Brother Burr and the Burrows on the Oompa Hour. And the time has come. So I'm literally, you could probably hear it, I'm crackling the cellophane right now and getting this record out of the package. This is a brand new 40 or 50 year old record. The date is not on here, but there's no zip code listed and there's no zone number listed. And I've never heard Brother Burr and the Burrows. So, all right, now live, we're going to pick out a song off of this LP, and I mean, obviously, a lot of these are standards, like there's You Can't Be True, Dear. What do we have on the other side here? We have, oh, look, there's the Happy Burrow Polka. That seems logical for Brother Burr and the Burrows. The Champagne Polka, kind of a standard. How do we decide which song to play? I've auditioned none of these. I've never heard the band. I've never heard most of these songs. Now, one of the songs on here is just titled JFK. I'm assuming it's going to be a tribute to the president, but I don't know. For all I know, it's an instrumental. That happens a lot. You think you got a really interesting song based on the title, and then it turns out to be an instrumental. Should we try it and see? We'll just do it and see. And if it turns out to stink, we'll play a different track from this brand new 50-year-old album next week. But let's try it. Brother Burr and the Burrows, off the Best of the Brother Burr and the Burrows album that we just opened in the cellophane. And here we go. This is a track titled JFK. Brother Burr and the Burrows, that track is just titled JFK, and it didn't sound all that presidential to me, but it was a great track anyway, and now we can add this record and this band to the permanent lineup here on the Oompa Hour, because if you were listening, we just took that baby out of the cellophane, brand spanking new 50-year-old record album here on the Oompa Hour. I love it when that happens. I see there's a few more in this last stack. I found, you know, I told you earlier, I had to move a lot of stuff, because the little sofa's leaving the studio, and we got new equipment coming in, and counters being built, and stuff going on. And I had there, like, move all these records out of the way. So I had to move all these, and I found a stack that I hadn't played anything off of yet, and there were a few records in there that are old, like from the 60s, And I'm sorry if you were born in the 60s. I don't mean you're old, but that's old for a record. They were still sealed. So we're going to work our way through those here on the show, too. All right, let's see where we go here. We have the Timbers. And that's not timber like timber. It's like timbers like, oh, you have a wonderful timber to your voice. It's T-I-M-B-R-E-S. The Timbers with Al Soyka and his orchestra and the Pizza Polka.
Oh, the Ferris wheels are wheeling and the flying horse is flying and the roller coaster's rolling, rolling high, high, high. I can feel that crazy feeling and my heart's Virginia reeling to the happy, happy music going bye, 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 goodbye to care and sorrow when the lights are bright. Though it's back to work tomorrow, oh, what fun tonight. Here's a place to get good eats, a man who makes terrific deeds. Hey, let's buy a pizza, try a pizza pie. As we go strolling down the boulevard, on the boulevard, down the boulevard, hand is grand to swing along while we sing the pizza polka. From every jukebox comes that gay refrain, holiday refrain, happy little strain. Come on and join the sweethearts on parade, sing the merry pizza polka. Darling, please kiss me. Hey, mister, please, please, please try my pizza pie. Tell me you love me. Hey, lady, you will love, love, love the pie you buy. Say you'll be mine, dear.
Hey, what's the matter holding up the line?
Mine to have at home.
Pizza's getting cold.
Here in my arms. As we go strolling down the boulevard, on the boulevard, down the boulevard, hand in hand it's grand to swing along while we sing the pizza polka. From every jukebox comes that gay refrain, holiday refrain, happy little strain. Come on and join the sweethearts on parade, sing the merry pizza polka, the merry pizza polka.
It was fun. Probably made you want to sing along with there. The Timbers and the Pizza Polka, along with Al Soyka and his orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I'm looking at the clock here. We can get a few more records in here today. I don't know. It just seems like it's a fun time this week, especially funner than usual. I don't know why. Here's another record now that I don't recall ever playing, and it just says it's by Doreen. D-O-R-I-N-E. Doreen. And and I believe it's concertina featured here, but I won't swear to it. But this and it's not snowing here yet, even in northern Minnesota, but it has been down to 27 degrees. And it's kind of odd for us to be getting into November without some snow around up here. So I'm happy about that. But this is Doreen with the Snowflower Polka.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, see, we can't jam a couple more tunes into the Oompa Hour this week. Here's Eddie Blazancik's Versatones and the I Love You Polka.
I love you, 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 no one you will ever do, honest, true, 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 I'll forever be to you. I love you, no one you will ever, ever do, I'll be good and true to you, cause I love you, you, you. When we met, I knew my love for you was true, like an angel from above, you were sent for me to love. I love you, no one you will ever, ever do, I'll be good and true to you, cause I love you, you, you. When we met, I knew my love for you was true, like an angel from above, you were sent for me to love. I love you, no one you will ever, ever do, I'll be good and true to you, cause I love you, you, you. I love you, 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 no one you will ever do, honest, true, 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 I'll forever be to you. I love you, no one you will ever, ever do, I'll be good and true to you, cause I love you.
One more short one. Here's the 18-pound kielbasa polka with the Polish Kid.
Got up one day, drove to Tony's Market for the ride. I was feeling hungry, so I gave a look inside. There above the counter, resting right upon the shelf, a lovely 18-pound kielbasa, bought it for myself. Took it home and cooked it up, my, what a lovely sight. Sat myself down, dug right in, it was a tasty light. A long time has gone by since I had a Polish dish. Quite a tasty treat, it was my stomach's only wish. Can't believe I ate that whole thing, swallowed it up inside of me. Now it's in my two-full tummy, causing pain and misery. Can't believe I ate that whole thing, swallowed it up inside of me. Now it's in my two-full tummy, causing pain and misery. When you see an 18-pound kielbasa on the shelf, leave it be, just buy a smaller one, don't stuff yourself. It might look nice to your eyes, but much to your surprise, an 18-pound kielbasa is too much, you'll realize. I have learned my lesson, I've got indigestion. Took some medicine that would help my relaxation. Something's wrong, I feel upset, an awful sensation. The kielbasa and pills don't mix, they cause a reaction.
Can't believe I ate that old tin, swallowed it up inside of me. Now it's in my two full tummy, causing pain and misery. Can't believe I ate that old tin, swallowed it up inside of me. Now it's in my two full tummy, causing pain and misery. Kielbasa, kielbasa, I ate a big kielbasa. Kielbasa, kielbasa, an 18-pound kielbasa. Kielbasa, kielbasa, I ate a big kielbasa. Kielbasa, kielbasa, an 18-pound kielbasa.
I am so glad that he calls himself the Polish Kid on his records, because I have never quite figured out how to pronounce that cat's name. So there you have it. The Polish Kid and the 18-pound kielbasa polka wraps things up this week on another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, if you can believe that already.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumba, our producer at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association, a World of Accordions Museum. I'll be back to do it again all over next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!